Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. This is going to be a very unpopular opinion about self-care, but I just think you need to hear this. Self-care. I Googled it, like everything I do. Sometimes I just put a word in and I want to see what Google tells me, what the meaning is of that word. So self-care. We hear it everywhere, don't we? We hear it Instagram, oh my God, social media. And it goes like, it's self-care Monday, it's self-care Wednesday, it's self-care weekend, it's self-care, it's self-care. It's always a moment, right? It's always a, I only practice self-care on a particular day, a particular time. It's bothering me. It's really bothering me. And so is the Google description as well. It says the following. It goes like this. Like, self-care is practice of taking an active role in protecting one's well-being and happiness. I agree so far. And then it comes, in particular during periods of stress. And I go like, ugh. The moment stress hits, the moment we are going or find ourselves in a stressful phase, you better have it together. You better know how to take care of yourself the best. Not only when you have the feeling that you have to escape from a situation, crawl into your room and put on the green clay mask in your face. So self-care is definitely not an escape system. Self-care should be something we practice every freaking day in and out, because our body and our mind are our biggest assets. Without health, you can create whatever you want. Without well-being, you can create whatever you want. It's going to be just half as fun if we do not function properly. And that's why I see, like, you know what? Self-care only on Wednesdays, it's not enough. Self-care only on weekends, it's not enough. Let me explain you. I will introduce you to two very, very powerful yet super simple techniques how you can take care of yourself, of your body and your soul every freaking day. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't even need anything for that. It's given by nature. Okay? And something else I'm going to talk about is when we practice self-care, and this is when we want to escape. It's not something natural we do. It is something when we want to escape a situation that is really uncomfortable, that has made us tired for so long, and we just feel like, oh my God, I need this wellness weekend. Oh my God, I need a day off. Oh my God, I need me time. And then we start practicing self-care. But this, my friend, is a moment that I call already too late. It's too late. What happens then? And this is a story that is true. It's a story from my life. I've been there. So I was one of these people. I can still consider myself as a high achiever, and I will still be working a lot. I will still be doing. I will still be improving myself. That's just what I love, okay? But there is one thing I learned, that if I get myself into overwhelm, for whatever reason, whether this is too much sports, whether this is too much having going on in life, right? If I like parties, you know, I like hosting people, I like having people over. So if whether this is work, whether this is something I plan, like preparing for a half marathon, it's so easy to overwhelm ourselves, okay? I know still people do it. So how do all these people do it? What do people do that they can be present, can achieve their goals? They can do it all. And they don't need such a thing like a self-care Wednesday or a self-care weekend. They don't need an escape from their life, right? Because they just, it seems like they can handle it. And the story from my life was that I've done that all. I haven't been taking care of myself. I didn't sleep enough. I didn't do literally nothing that could somewhat benefit me to feel good, to feel powerful, to have enough energy, etc. I've been doing till I couldn't anymore. And what did I do then? And this is what most people do on their self-care Wednesday. And this is not making fun. This is just something I see it, right? And I see, and I've been there too, a picture, it's self-care Wednesday, with a green clay mask in people's face. I don't know, most of the women do this. I don't know, what do men do? What do you put in your face if you do self-care Wednesday? I don't know. Sometimes the clay mask is white, sometimes it's black. I'm sure it exists in pink too by now. And what I hear from conversation, usually from people, or what people report back to me when they do this, they finally make some time to put on that mask in their face, right? Boom. They sit down, they close their eyes and they sit there. And usually this mask takes about 10 to 15 minutes to dry up, okay? So it's wet at first, and then you need to sit there and wait till this mask dry up. And this is self-care, okay? What happens in the meantime? You sit there, your eyes are closed, and your thoughts go mad. And you think like, oh my God, when are these 10 minutes going to be over? I am not capable of self-care. I am not good enough taking care of myself. As you sit there, and your thoughts circle, you know, about all the things you need to do, everything you still need to arrange, about tomorrow, about yesterday, everything that went wrong, this mask starts drying up and starts itching, okay? So around that hair, right, around the nose usually, and you'd be like, oh my God, if this is self-care, then I'd rather not do it because it's just freaking uncomfortable, okay? So putting that mask on your face on a Wednesday and calling it self-care because you take a moment for yourself ain't not it, my friend. It just ain't gonna work like this because you are right. It's freaking uncomfortable. It's not good. It just doesn't even feel good, you know? I'd rather sit down, do nothing than having this thing in my face when I don't want it and I pretend like, you know, I close my eyes and I take care of myself while everything within me internally is just driving you mad. There is no way you can relax like this, can you? So, but I've been doing this nowadays when I do like, you know, when I put a clay mask in my face, which I haven't done in a while, I would do, you know, I would fold my laundry. I would do something else in the meantime, just to avoid feeling what's going on in my face because it's truly uncomfortable. So what means self-care to me? And what is that when people just can go on and go on forever and it seems like they are almost unstoppable, right? It is nothing special. It is simply nervous system regulation. That means you bring your body from the high cortisol levels, right? From this internal stress that is going on, that is constantly putting us in the fight and flight mode. This is that feeling you feel within when you're nervous constantly, when you're stressed, okay? I don't want to go too deep into this. So this discomfort that makes you want to flee out of the situation and needing that wellness weekend because you've been already building up of it too much, this is what we want to avoid. We want to avoid every single day to bring ourselves in a situation that we want to escape in 2 weeks, okay? So, and this is, you don't even need a clay mask for that. How about that? You don't need to put nothing in your face. It takes only you and a maximum of 3 minutes a day. And I think everybody can find that. We don't have to build up towards a self-care Wednesday or a self-care weekend and then put a mask in our face that is uncomfortable, realize that we can't even sit in stillness because everything within us is screaming, okay? If you've been there, if you've done it, it's time to make a change, honestly. It's so simple. Listen up. There is one thing you can always do. And you don't have to be a breathwork facilitator. You don't have to have a fancy app. You don't have to do nothing to return to the power of your breath. Whether this is a moment in your office where you disappear on the toilet for 2 minutes and you breathe in and out slowly in your pace and you let that air in all the way in your belly. You breathe in all the way in your belly and you breathe out everything what's within. You breathe in and you breathe out and you do that for 2 minutes. You get up, you continue working. This can be done at home, seated, you can lay down. Honestly, focus on 2 to 3 minutes a day on conscious breathing. You might or might not experience immediate change, immediate relief, but I guarantee you 1,000,000% this is going to benefit your body, your soul, your mind. And now listen, long term. So you do not need a self-care Wednesday putting that clay mask in your face, right? I like the clay mask example. I remember myself. My God, I was so suffering. I was laying there 15 minutes, be like, how can people lay so still within me? I just want to run away, okay, from the situation where I am. And another thing is I want to introduce you is, you probably heard it of it, it's grounding, right? Where you put your feet on the floor and you feel. You feel your toes, you feel your body, you feel the substance you're literally standing on, okay? And now don't tell me, Ivana, I don't have sand like you have. Honestly, my most of the time grounding exercises, I don't do them in the sand, even if I live basically on the beach. But most of the time, the easiest thing is to do, and this is also given by nature, just as our breath, that you are capable of taking off your shoes and putting them back on. Okay, the most of, we spend way too much time in our shoes and we are disconnected from Mother Earth, from our planet, for the space we are standing, basically, okay? To get down from this cloud and to ground ourselves, to reconnect with our feelings, with all our senses, take off that shoe once a day. It can be in your office if you can't do that, okay? Take off your socks and put your feet on that fluffy carpet, maybe you go outside in your front yard, right? Even if it's cold, right? Put your feet on that concrete. If the grass is not growing because it's freaking winter, do in summer go in the grass. Feel that gravel, even if it's uncomfortable. Do that for 2 to 3 minutes. This is going to change your entire life, your entire being, your entire feeling on this planet Earth if you do this regularly. This will freaking calm you down so much. It doesn't cost you anything. And I think the biggest form of self-care and self-love is getting rid of anything that doesn't serve you in your life. Anything that is not yours anymore. Any situation that you no longer want in your life. Whether this is a job, whether this is a partner, whether this is a friendship, whether this is just something like a habit you are doing, anything that's bothering you. The biggest act of self-love is to literally go and change that so it doesn't bother you anymore. And the easiest way to start with that, to figure out what that really is, what really is the thing that is not yours in your life, do the exercise you find below in the show notes. This is a very simple yet so profound exercise where you tap in with yourself and go back to your core values and ask yourself what is important to me and then see how much of it are you actually paying attention to in every area in life. How much of your wants, how much of your true core values are you living in your life? Get clear on that, download that sheet. There's a little video too. It gives you a little bit more instruction so it doesn't, again, become just another worksheet you download and then disappears in our phones. Do that. This is the biggest act of self-love and self-care. If you go and freaking eliminate what you no longer want in your life. I know that everything you need is already within you. It's there because we are not meant to be doing constantly things that are not ours, not for us, and not for anyone.